Today is November the 12th, 1980. This is Madeline Buble interviewing Josephine Vogel Breeden at her home in Castroville, Texas. I am interviewing for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project B. The subject of this tape will be Christmas. Joe, you told me you were born in DeHennis.
That's right.
What type of tree did you have traditionally in your home? Now, we're speaking of was when you were a child.
Okay. My daddy would go out in the hills and bring back one of the largest. We always had a large tree, a cedar tree, mm-hmm. a wild cedar tree. He would then put it into a big bucket with sand, rocks, whatever, and it was always a traditional thing to have a cedar tree.
Where did you put this tree when it was set up?
We had an entry hall in our home, and it was always the corner for the Christmas tree because that was the place for the tree.
Mm-hmm. When did you put it up?
The tree was put up the day before Christmas. Again, then, or say on the day of Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
the curtains were then drawn, and we kids were not allowed to see the tree or gifts or whatever until that very night, till we heard a bell or something, which that was Santa Claus leaving. So we all were excited. We'd wait in the next room. Couldn't wait till they heard the bell, but we weren't able to go in before we heard the bell, and the family was all together. So we heard the bell, and then we would get, this was my youngest brother and I, the others were all grown up. We just couldn't wait till those curtains were drawn, and then we were able to go in and see the tree.
Well, who decorated the tree?
I'm sure Mother and Daddy did, but we weren't there. We were always sent out to play, go fishing or do something, but just don't hang around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did they use for decorations?
Well, they were, Mother would bake the cookies, decorate the cookies, and fruit. A lot of fruit, and also ornaments. We had ornaments, we had tinsel. Or rather, not the, we had the tinsel rope. We didn't have the icicle or anything at mm-hmm. that time. That was the tinsel rope. And the candles, our lighted tree was a candle stick. Well, they were little candle holders that you would clamp onto a branch of the tree, and then about a 2 to 3 inch candle was placed into this holder and lit. Quite beautiful.
You said fruit. What kinds of fruit?
Oranges and apples. We hardly knew what a banana was at that time, but it was mostly oranges and apples.
You said your mother baked the cookies. Would you describe those?
Well, yeah, she had the cookie cutters of the Santa Clauses, of angels, of wreaths, and she would highly decorate these with icing and the different colored whatever candies or what she had.
How did she attach those to
threads? She needle and thread, put a thread through, and hang it on the tree.
Do you know where she got the cookie cutters from?
No, I don't really know, but you could buy them, you know, at any.
Are they still in the family?
No, not mine. I don't have them, but the Breeden family has some in the family yet that had come from Germany. In fact, he was a baker over in Germany, and he brought them over here, and they are still in the Breeden family.
Who in the family has them now at present?
I think Laura has them now.
That's Laura...
Laura Mangold.
Laura Breeden Mangold.
Yes, right.
Do you know what type of cookie this was?
It was a sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie.
Always a sugar cookie. And then she would make some gingerbread man, you know, that went along too with it. And that was naturally out of the gingerbread cookie.
Did this tree that was decorated with the cookies, the fruit, and the candles burning, did that give out any special sort of aroma when
Oh, just beautiful. Very, yes. The whole house was filled with, it was Christmas time. Right.
I think the old expression was, it smells like Christmas.
It just smells like Christmas. It sure did.
The cedar tree added to that, too.
True, very true. But also, at that time, that was a fire hazard with the burning candle and the cedar tree. And our daddy was always very about that. He'd watch it. And only the candles could be burned so long because we wouldn't have no candles left. So with every hour, though, every evening, he'd light them just a little while, and we'd enjoy it. Until the tree was so dry and just cluttered, so then they'd have to remember. But we did enjoy our tree every evening. It seemed like the whole family would be together and enjoy it.
Do you like the idea of waiting till Christmas Eve for the tree and all of this excitement and everything?
Well, there's so much excitement now. Christmas really starts so early in the year now that it's really, till you get to the time of Christmas Eve, you're sort of tired and all, but you still, yes, I think we should have a Christmas Eve.
I do too.
I do too. I think it should be a Christmas Eve.
What kind of gifts did you get as a child? Yes.
Well, I'll never forget the first China head doll that I got. At that time, we didn't get gifts like they do now. If we got one gift, we were happy. And dolls, Ernie, he got guns, but I enjoyed the little guns and stuff as well as he did. And dishes, little things like that, but we never got elaborate gifts.
Did you get anything possibly that your parents had made for you?
Well, no, not other, but we always got a new dress at Christmas, and that was in a box. And Mother made that, you know, and that was a special thing. Everybody had to have a Christmas dress.
But that was part of your gift.
That was part of the gift, right.
All right. You couldn't wait for Santa Claus to leave, so then when did you open these gifts?
Well, as we went to the tree then, they'd be under the tree that evening of Christmas Eve, we'd open our gift.
Did Santa Claus ever come?
Oh, yeah. He sure did. Sometimes, now that, again, was a different thing. That it was always, well, we didn't know, but it was always a very dear friend. Mm-hmm. And he knew just what to say or do. Again, St. Nicholas night. Did you want to?
Yeah, we're going to talk.
Okay.
Talk about
but,
that.
But once in a while, Santa Claus would drop it.
What were your feelings as a child when
scared to death? Truly, scared to death. We never were as. Oh, I don't know. I guess we weren't as brave or something. But yeah, we were very surprised. Let's put it that way.
Did St. Nicholas Day tie into this in any form or fashion?
Right.
Would you describe that to me?
Well, first thing, hang up the stockings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we hung them up. We sure did. And then they sent us to bed so early because St. Nicholas was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'd go to bed and we just couldn't wait. We'd squint every once in a while, see if there's anything in that stocking or so. But, next morning, we would wake up, they would wake us, and there it was, all filled with fruit and nuts, and maybe a small little gift, but nothing elaborate.
What day of the year was St. Nick's Day?
December the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Did St. Nicholas ever make a visit, or was it just the fact that he brought you gifts after you were asleep?
No, he never visited. He just came after we were asleep. And we had to see that we went to bed early that night, or he wouldn't come.
I see.
I guess that was one way, Mother and Daddy having a quiet evening, sending us to bed.
How do you think that this ties in with Christmas? Do you see any relationship there or parallel?
Well, I think it's the beginning of the holidays. I really do. And I think the kids nowadays, we at that time figured, oh boy, it's starting in now. Mm. Now these children nowadays, though, they have Christmas all year round. Yeah. Well, I mean, they have early. The signs of Christmas already are showing up, mm-hmm. but in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. As early as October.
That's right.
In all the stores and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I have heard this mentioned a time or two, that St. Nicholas did come, but he was checking to see if you were behaving yourself, and if you didn't shape up, Christmas was going to be pretty bad. Did you ever hear that?
Yes, that's so true. And if we would start arguing or something, and okay, you've done it, and that's it. Now Saint Nicholas heard you, and he'll see you, or he has one way of finding out have you been good or have you not. But we tried. We slipped a few times, but we tried.
Well, I was wondering if you had heard that.
Oh, very much so, very much so. That was one of the things we were taught.
Mm-hmm. How long did your family leave the tree up? Was there any certain date that it was removed from the house?
Well, not just a. It all depended on how the tree dried. Would it dry? Since my daddy never wanted to keep it in the house any length of time if it start getting brittle or dry, mm-hmm. on account of the fire hazard. 2 weeks at the most, mm-hmm. I would say.
Say, well, Christmas Eve was on the 24th. Say a few days beyond New Year's.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Okay. In addition to the sugar cookies that your mother made for the tree, were there any other special cookies or foods that you could look forward to?
Right, suckers and peppermint stick candy. But we weren't allowed to have them until the tree was untrimmed. Mm-hmm. And we'd look at them every day. But that was with the fruit, the suckers candy and then the peppermint sticks.
So you were allowed to eat the things that were on the tree then?
Yes, ma'am, after the tree was taken down.
I see.
Yeah, but they had to stay in place until the tree was taken down.
There was one family, one lady told me that after the gifts and everything were opened, then they had the right to every day have a piece of the candy.
Oh, really?
Or things, like eat the things until the tree was.
Oh, really?
Untrimmed.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Now we always left it as it had been the first evening until it was then taken down.
Well, did your mother make any other cookies that you remember?
Oh, yes. She always baked a great deal of cookies. And then at that time, the neighbors would drop in for a coffee clutch.
Mm-hmm.
And a big pot of coffee was set on the wooden stove, and neighbors would drop in. We'd have cookies and coffee, and yes, we always had enough sweets.
Can you remember any particular cookie that was Christmas to you?
Well, the anise cookie,
mm-hmm.
and that also, you know, is just a traditional Christmas cookie.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother loved to decorate her cookies, mm-hmm. and things like that, which, like I say, she mostly used the sugar cookie for that, and the oatmeal cookie,
mm-hmm.
and the molasses cookie,
mm-hmm.
the homemade molasses cookie, which we made the homemade molasses and always had plenty of that.
Were the molasses cookies a large amount of cookies when she baked this particular kind? Was it a large amount?
Yes. Yeah, because we were, you know, a nice, pretty good sized family, and we all love cookies. Is that what you're...
So, no, what I'm after is there's an old recipe that turns out about like a 5 gallon lard can of,
oh, yes,
of molasses cookies.
At one time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, We have the tin cans, you know.
Is this how you preserved your cookies?
That's how we preserved our cookies, in these big cans. And in crocks also.
You know, I think that molasses cookie recipe, which the quantities are immense, must have been in all of the castor colonies, because I know it was at Remedina, it was here, and you said it was at
Vienna. Right. I think that recipe was just a standard recipe and was passed around to all the people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And at that time, I guess people just baked a larger quantity of, you know, cookies.
How far ahead of Christmas would you say your mother started with her baking?
Oh, I would say about a month, because she always did a lot of baking and loved it.
Back to the gifts, did the children give anything to the parents, or was it only parents to the children?
Well, at my house, it was the older children would give, but like we smaller ones, naturally we didn't have the ways or the means or how to do, but the parents gave to the children, and the older, you know, always gave them some.
And yours, I suppose, were from Santa Claus anyway.
Oh, why, sure, naturally, Santa Claus just came, and that was one thing, and you just said, I wish I could. You know, we'd have to name a few different things, and out of these few items, well, they would pick, I guess, what they could afford to give us. But we loved everything about it. We were always happy with everything.
Did you have fruitcake?
My mother never baked much fruitcake, no. But I know of some people that used to have it out there, you know, at Dehenny's.
But it wasn't in your home.
But not in my home, because my family just didn't care for the fruitcake.
Was there anything in addition to cookies served on Christmas Eve night?
Eggnog.
Right?
A lot of eggnog, yes. In fact, it seemed like that was eggnog and then a big pot of coffee. Other than that, no. But people, the neighbors would drop in. Seemed like it was so neighborly at that time that they would stop in early evening and have a cup of eggnog, or they preferred the coffee was there, and a cookie.
Did your family prefer the cold eggnog or the warm eggnog?
Well, it was mostly warm, because we did, at that time, didn't have the ice boxes like we have now. We had some, but not the roomy kind. Mm-hmm. It was warm, I would say warm.
Can you describe how you made the eggnog?
Well, I can't really, but we had a lot of milk and cream and eggs beat up in it, cinnamon, cloves, the seasoning of it, and to tip it off, the liquor. Some was made plain, though. Some was not spiked. Some was... The adults got the spiked. Actually, we kids got the plain.
Did you have the egg white floating on top of it?
No, no. My mother always, as well as I remember, she beat it all up together. But I do know that is good, too, about the eggnog. I mean, the whites on top.
What procedure did you follow with your children as far as the type of tree was concerned, that you had?
Well, you mean after
after your children in 19...
Well, we still had cedar trees.
Well, let's pin this down as to a date. When, what are we talking about? You married in 36.
Patsy was born in 39.
So we're saying the early 40s.
Well, we still had cedar trees. Or we could buy the fir tree, the pine.
Mm-hmm.
But we always disliked the cedar tree. But eventually then we bought the tree, the pine or the fir, whatever. And then gradually it went into the artificial tree now, which is used so much.
Mm-hmm. Did you still go out and get the tree out in the country?
Oh, yes. The whole family went. Baby on up. We took them all and we'd go out and get the tree. And that was one of the big things of Christmas. That was the family thing of Christmas.
How many days ahead did you do this with your family?
I tried to be about a week ahead. Mm-hmm. I always try to get it about a week. But then the little ones would be there with me. It wasn't, they helped trim the tree.
So when you and your family started having, after you had children and you had a Christmas tree for them, you say you let them help you trim?
Oh, yes, they helped me trim. They helped us. We all trimmed trees together.
So you didn't have Santa Claus doing it for your family?
No, I sure didn't, because it seemed like it was, well, at that time, I guess we just didn't do that anymore. It was just open tree.
I was going to ask you why you changed the tradition.
Well, I guess as the time went on, people just didn't do that anymore, I imagine. At least when our kids got the children got large enough or big enough, they all three helped us.
Mm-hmm.
The boys loved it, so, and Patsy.
Well, then when did Santa Claus come?
Oh, and then, well, then, after the tree was up and all, then the children would go down to the river. We live right next to the river. And then Grammy C would take them, and they'd go walking. Then we would close the room up, and Santa Claus would then put out the gifts. The children would come home. We had a bite to eat. And then around 6 o'clock, we'd go in and have a tree.
Oh, then you'd...
But within the time they went walking and all, that is when Santa Claus came.
I see. You say.
Mm-hmm.
And this was done on what day?
Christmas Eve. He had come and went till the children had come from their little... But later on, as they grew older, they always say, Mother, we always knew what you and Daddy were doing.
Oh, what kind of decorations did you use on your tree when you and your children decorated?
Well, we had tree ornaments and the usual kind, tinsel, icicles. In fact, each year I'd add a little little more, you know, as we went along.
Did you ever use any of the fruit or cookies as decorations at all?
Well, no, I didn't. I think one year I did. Yes, I used apples one year, but I haven't since. I've just used the peppermint, the little candy cane I used, but other than that, I haven't. I have always said I would like to do an old-fashioned tree again. And I still will one day.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any traditional cookie or cake or food that you had with your family in growing up?
Not necessarily. I guess I brought that with me from Ida DeHenny, the anise cookie and the molasses cookie. But other than that, I've always baked a lot of cookies,
mm-hmm.
but none just traditional, you know, nothing.
Would you describe how you bake your anise cookies?
The anise cookie is, I would have to get the recipe out to. Well, yes, to make them the day before, mm-hmm. and set them out and cut them.
Mm-hmm.
And, years ago, we would set them out in the sunlight and leave them set for hours and then just run them through the heat in the oven. But now, I don't do that anymore. I bake them right away, but for a long time, and this is how my mother used to do it at home, cut them out the day before, had them all prepared, and she'd set them out in the sunlight mm-hmm. where the sun would, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then take them in and just run them through the oven just a little bit, and they were just great.
You said cut them out. Now, are you talking about a rolled out dough?
Right. A rolled out dough, and then there's a certain rolling pin
mm-hmm.
that it has all kind of designs on it. And this rolling pin design, that came from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And as you roll out your cookie dough, and then you take this very rolling pin and you roll that over the dough. That leaves all kind of fancy designs. Then again, you take your knife and you cut these designs, and that's what makes your cookie.
You cut around the design
yes,
of the dough.
Yes, you cut around the design of your, each design is an individual cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep on doing this until you have your whole batch rolled out and decaled.
Now, how did she put them out in the sun?
Well, on the cookie tray, on your cookie sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just set them out in the sunlight enough to...
How long?
Well, but I guess, say, she'd roll them out in the morning, and in the afternoon she'd run them through the oven. But she'd always set them out in the sunlight.
Well, did this natural heat make them rise or anything?
I don't know. I don't know what was the idea of that. But an anise cookie, you don't bake them very long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just more preheated and through.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how she baked hers. And I have a rolling pin like that.
You do?
Yes, I sure do. The different decals on it.
Did that come from your parents?
No, that was a gift to me by an old friend of mine. And I've just treasured it, and I'm still using it.
Well, I'll say.
Yeah.
Those things are hard to find.
Yes, they are. They're very hard to find. There's very few and in between that you'll find one.
Do you think yours might have come from over from Germany? Or?
No, I don't think so. I really think that they were made here,
mm-hmm.
over here. I don't think that this one came from overseas.
So now you've cut out the part of putting the cookies in the sun. You just baked yours in.
I just baked mine, yeah, quickie. This instant stuff, yeah. You know.
Did you carry on the tradition with the eggnog on Christmas Eve?
Oh, yes. We have that mostly all,
mm-hmm.
every year. We have that because there's quite a few of the family that likes to. And then we have company dropping in, and whichever they prefer.
What kind of gifts did your children receive?
Well,
in comparison to your day.
Well, they were, it was quite different because, and yet our children, we were never able, we gave them what we could,
mm-hmm.
and they always appreciated what they got, and we always would have liked to give them more, but gifts like what they needed, the boys, both Johnny and Billy, both, they always loved tools, or when they were small, you're
mm-hmm.
asking them,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
okay, or a BB gun, Pat needed a doll, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you were able to give them more than you received as a child?
Well, it was a lot of difference when I was a child and our three children were. We loved everything we got at home, and I guess gifts just were not given when I was a child, like they are now.
Mm-hmm.
As time goes on, you know, the gifts
mm-hmm.
are different.
That
but
was,
we tried to give our children what we could.
Well, I understand certainly that in the 40s, they had times were certainly much different than now. I mean, you just didn't have the finances.
Right, that's very true.
But what I was trying to establish was, did you feel like you were able to give larger and more things than you received?
Well,
you
know? Really, I think they did get more than we got at home, because as time went on, gifts were more. At that time, way back there, things weren't as available as they are now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, there weren't that many kind of toys.
Now,
a lot of wooden toys when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Now, just briefly, because we're going to be running out of time here, with your daughter and her children, can you just give me some highlights of how things have changed? When do they trim the tree?
They also do like I do.
They do?
About, yes, uh-huh. They try to get it about a week ahead.
Mm-hmm. And how about the gifts?
Well, they always have a lot of gifts, lovely gifts.
Man, much more elaborate and...
Right.
And
as time goes on, like I say,
yeah.
As time goes on, the gifts get, you know. And it all depends on the size of the child, too.
Right. Does Patsy still carry out any of the cookie traditions?
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like her mother. We still do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We make just about the same thing. She really does more baking now. But on Christmas Day, they all come home. We have our traditional family dinner.
On Christmas Day. Well, I think we've covered Christmas quite well, and again, I appreciate your helping me with this project, and we're going to give you a copy of these tapes for a gift.
Oh, how beautiful. Thank you, and I really enjoyed having you.
Mm-hmm.